Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. Great to have you with us today as we are kicking into the holiday season now. For reals, Halloween's over with, and we know all these other holidays are coming up. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us this hour of the show. I know many of you are jumping right in now after church and whatnot. And for our Arizona friends, you are getting up. It's early morning for you. So we welcome everybody across the board here because we are streaming. We're podcast as well as live here on the radio. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. First hour, kind of zipped right on by.
As always.
Yeah.
Done with all of a sudden.
Yeah, boom, here we are. Talked about all sorts of things. We talked about holiday travel. I'm going to recap a little bit of that in this hour. And we have a lot of things to talk travel-wise in this hour as well. We want to thank our sponsor this week. The show is brought to you in part by Desert Entertainer. I want to thank all the sponsors that are involved with Traveling with Francoise. And you can see who they all are by going to the website. And please take advantage of everything they have to offer and use them. And also go to our contest page and all the other stuff on the website. And for all things TWF, go to the website travelingwithfrancoise.com. Now, today on this portion of the show, it is almost here. Well, it's going to be here before you know it. And that is the 130th Tournament of Roses Parade. 130 years they have been doing this. Incredible. It is on Tuesday, January 1st. So it's going to be on a Tuesday this year, which is for a lot of people, that means they get 4 days off. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
They do. Some people do.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully they tell you when they do.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of people will, or they're going to just take it off.
Or, yeah, I'll just say, or they just take
it. Yeah, they're just going to take it off because, and PR, I work with tons of PR companies. They are notorious for almost taking all of December off.
Yeah.
You know, they'll leave Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving. We won't even hear from them until after the New Year's. But anyway, if you can do it, do it. But Tournament of Roses Parade's on a Tuesday. So it is also 130 years doing this. The theme is the Melody of Life. And we are so lucky. We're the only people in this valley that can say that they have not one, but two, but a couple more sets of tickets to give away to the Tournament of Roses Parade. Plus, and this is like the golden ticket, parking, which is so huge. And they do an incredible job of parking at this event. They will have you in and out. Your parking is close to where your seats are. And like I said, in the first hour, what I love about this, you already have your seats. You don't have to worry about finding a place to sit and watch the parade. You can go do all the pre-activities you want and know that your seats are going to be there.
The seats are the parking is huge.
Yeah, the parking seat,
it's like, I don't know.
This is like $180 value or something.
I feel like it's a totally different way to experience it.
It is completely
different.
You know,
like there's all kinds of stress. It's gone.
It's gone. Completely gone. It's still cold in the morning, but
we don't give that away too?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, we don't give that away.
Sunshine as well?
But the vibe, I tell you, there is a vibe at this parade that you just don't get on TV. It's amazing. It's something. And when they do the flyover to start the parade, usually it's with a stealth bomber. You get goosebumps. You actually get goosebumps, everybody. So anyway, so we'll be given on the show today, this is kind of a surprise thing that I'm going to do. And the rest of them, you'll have to go to the website to sign up for a chance to win grandstand seats and parking towards the end of the show after we hear from our guest, Cindy, who calls us every year to talk about Sharp Seating Company and how if you don't win these, you can buy your seats and whatnot. I will be giving those away right here on the show. And remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. And write this number down, 760-440-8255. All right. Yesterday, I wasn't on TV. I'll be there next week. Anyway, everything's on the website. Just go to the website to check everything out on Traveling with Francoise. All right. Holidays are here. They're officially here. A lot of people don't even consider Halloween a holiday, at least not a travel holiday. But all the travel holidays are here. And just to give you a recap, they are going to be about 30.6 million people traveling just with the Thanksgiving weekend and onward. It is going to be a crazy holiday season. It is an increase from more than 5% of travelers this year versus any of the previous years. And right now with these nor'easter storms that are hitting the East Coast, whew, it's going to be also a nightmare city out there.
It's
so make sure
some of the travel.
Yeah. Oh, travel. Yeah. Unless you're, well, even in California because of all the terrible fires and whatnot. But if you're going to Arizona, you should be good. and maybe Las Vegas. I'm thinking some states where there's not something terrible going on, but it's just going to be busy all across the board. So don't get lulled in that false sense of security, because where you are in the desert regions, like here in Arizona and Nevada, that because our weather is beautiful.
We're all connected.
Yeah, exactly. You drive just a little farther and you're going to hit snow.
Yep.
So just be careful out there. Use some common sense and give yourself plenty of time. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, just go home, relax, and have your own little mini Thanksgiving and whatever else you have planned. Here's some other industry news before we go to our first break. American Airlines permits early boarding for those allergic to nuts. This is it. The airline will allow customers who would like to wipe down their seats due to nut allergies to pre-board flights beginning December 12th.
Okay. I didn't know that was a problem, but it's probably because I'm not allergic to nuts.
I'm not allergic to nuts either. But now that I've told everybody that they could be allergic to nuts.
Right.
Everyone's going to be allergic to nuts so they can get in there early and wipe down their seats. Yeah. But I had never heard of anything like this either. But isn't that what the crew is supposed to be doing, that cleanup crew, when they come in?
Yeah, I feel like if you have to wipe it down, there was a step skipped before you got there.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's what I was thinking. I thought this is a little odd because the cleaning crew is supposed to go through all of that. But anyway, if you don't feel secure with American Airlines cleaning crew, you can wipe down your own seats. Just tell them you have an allergy to nuts. So.
I don't understand the boarding.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't get it. Like, I don't want to just sit on the plane. I don't want to hurry up to sit on the plane.
No, it should be back end first to the front.
Yeah.
So people aren't running over everyone to get rushed to get the overhead bins. And
right. That's why I think it's weird that the perk of being the first one on there, you just get to sit and wait longer.
True. And especially if you're aisle seat, have people run into you the whole time, which always happens to me. So anyway, write that on your little notes, folks. If you have allergies, American Airlines letting you board early starting December 12th. Here's some other news. Following months of closures, Volcanoes Park is returning to life over there in Hawaii. The Kilauea Summit, the Rim, both reopened in October. The Volcano House and its restaurant overlooking these open. Things are getting back to normal in Hawaii after. And have you noticed how the news just sort of fades out of this stuff and other things?
Oh, yeah.
The fires were the top news in California every night for probably 4 or 5 nights.
Right.
I watched news the last 2 nights. And fires were buried farther down.
They're onto something new.
They're onto something new. Yeah. It's just we go from one devastating event to another. But if you are going to Hawaii, everything now, the Volcano Park and whatnot, they are all opening back up. So you will get your full Hawaiian fix. So that is good news. That's good news for all the businesses over there as well. They need all that open because it's tourist-driven, so definitely good news for them. Now, right here at home, if you haven't signed up, this is like a last call for the King Tut and Los Angeles Farmers Market through ACT, Adult Customized Tours. This happens on December 2nd, $85 to go see the King Tut exhibit. It's going to be pretty darn amazing. So sign up for this. They also have a tour that goes to the Mission Inn for the Festival of Lights. Have you been to the Mission Inn in Riverside, Sean?
I have not, no.
No. Okay. Well, that's fun, too. The lights there are out of this world as well. If you're into lights like I am, I love Christmas lights and just lights in general. But go over there, and there's parking all over the place. And once you get there, your mouth will drop open when you see the Mission Inn. But you can go with ACT and not have to worry about parking or anything. They'll do it all for you. And just give them a call at 760-322-1247 and make your arrangements now. But remember, the King Tut Farmers Market is December 2nd. The Festival of Lights is December 6th. And that is $75 per person for that one, $85 for the other one. Well worth it. Takes all the stress and the hassle out of it for you. And just go, because you're going to find them both incredible. Also coming up is the Salton Sea 2019 Bird Festival. And I do their Facebook page for the Friends of the Salton Sea. And we've had a lot of interest in this. This is going to be January 19th and 20th. They're going to have hot air balloons, classic car show, hula dancers, Native Indian storytelling. They're kind of all over the board here. Hand-on exhibits, youth art contest. What does the hula dancers have to do with the Native Indian storytelling? know. I guess they. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's going to be happening at the Salton Sea State Recreation Area. There is no fee to get in there. Normally, it's a $5 charge or no, $5 or $10 charge to get in for the day, a day fee. But that has been waived for that day, so it's free day use. Go on over there, experience the Salton Sea State Recreation Area, and also go to the Bird Festival. We get a lot of birders that go down there because that's on the migratory flyway going up north, from up north back to down here. And it's quite fascinating. It really is. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more travel news and other items of interest that I have found. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. In the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. All right, Animal Samaritans. This segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. Remember, there's a lot going on during the holidays with your pets. Make sure they are tagged, microchipped, they're wearing their collars with their ID, because now is the time when they get frightened from all the guests and all the different things in the house, from the trees and everything going on. And so just make sure that you have your pets prepared as well as you are prepared in case something happens. You can always call Animal Samaritans at their animal shelter at 760-343-3477. And they have a lot of great tips online about holiday travel with your pets. So if you're going to be taking your pets, I don't know how animals would react going from this warm weather to cold, snowy area.
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, they probably wouldn't like it because they're not used to it.
No, they're not used to it at all.
Yeah, and they'd be cold. Anyway, think about it. But before you take your pet, think about it. All right. Hotels reach out to wildfire victims from Los Angeles to Reno. They're offering discounted, even free nights to people who evacuated their homes due to the deadliest wildfires in California history. This is significant in a lot of ways because, first of all, holiday season is when a lot of these hotels are going to make a huge portion of their money off of holiday travelers, and including their season. Some of them are going into their off season because they don't have ski runs anywhere. Others, you know, it's summer is their season. So this is really big that they're doing this and offering these rooms for free. So we thank them all for participating. That's really, really nice of them. All right. Speaking of holidays, they say when looking at travel patterns from the last year or more, 153,000 flights departed from U.S. airports between Tuesday before Thanksgiving and the Monday following the holiday. The Sunday after Thanksgiving is the worst day to fly, as airports will be the most crowded. And TSA is saying throughout the holiday season, people that are taking food, I guess that's a big thing of traveling with food and hiding it in your suitcase.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of them take pies and different things that they have made. And they said, if you're taken to the skies this holiday season, scroll down to see what's new and brush up on the basics of holiday travel. And here's what I did highlight. The TSA is increasingly asking travelers to take food items out of their carry-ons when they go through screening checkpoints. The reason: food items add to the clutter agents see when they view the X-ray images of the passenger's luggage. Removing those items allows screener to focus on other items and could help speed the process along.
But what kind of food item requires to be brought with you?
Well, I could say people take pies and all sorts of stuff, and they have items that they, you know, maybe their green bean casserole that they love or stuffing that they love,
they
and
can't
they just
make it there. I just don't get it.
Maybe we're cold packs. I don't know. Obviously, people are taking a lot of food when they have to address it. It's all over the internet when you're looking at travel sites and whatnot about the food. Other new focus this year, powders, including items like cosmetics, baby powder, protein powder mixes, and ground coffee are among others that the TSA wants flyers to check powder-like substances if their containers are larger than 12 ounces, roughly the size of a can of soda. Smaller items can be brought in carry-on bags, but agents will likely ask for them to be pulled out so they can be screened separately. So you have to be a little bit more prepared this year. More people flying. They're cracking down on a few more items than they did before. And this thing with food is a big deal out there. I would say
it's crazy.
Don't take the food.
No, I would say go ahead and make it there. Like, I get, okay, you're coming from somewhere that, you know, there's this place that sells these frozen pies. Okay, stuff like that I get. But just, you know, like you said, because I bet you there is. There's just a green bean casserole that's just spilled into the side of a bag.
Yeah.
You know, up in a carry-on waiting.
Just take the recipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Take mother's recipe. Here's actually something else. Pack your carry-ons with security lines in mind. Unless you're eligible for the TSA's pre-check lines, laptops and liquids must come out. And so have those ready. I have learned now, because even though I'm usually TSA pre-check, and I think it's because of my police media badge that I have, there are times when at the smaller airports, their pre-check is not even open.
Oh, really?
So I get there and I have it all packed thinking I'm going to zip right on through. And no, can you remove your laptop and stuff, which is buried down underneath?
Right, yeah.
So now I am prepared. I have it right there on top. So just use your, you know, common sense. And airports will see a steady rush throughout the holiday period. But Thanksgiving is notorious for two peak days, the Wednesday before and the Sunday after. Historically and unsurprisingly, the lightest day of the holiday season is Thanksgiving Day itself.
I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, that sort of makes sense. So, yeah, fly on Thanksgiving. Okay, other news. Let's see, where are we? SeaTac is allowing non-flyers in the gate area in a trial program. Through December 14th, individuals can meet and see the family off, shop, dine, or watch planes take off and land. This is completely new. Of course, after 9/11, all of that changed. Everything changed. And now they're trying to see if they can let some of these folks in to drop off family members and to sit and chat with them before they take their flight. So we'll see how this works. Shaquille O'Neal, he has a restaurant to open up on a Carnival cruise ship line. The first Big Chicken at Sea will be added to the Carnival Radiance, the Carnival Victory, in a refurbishment scheduled for 2020. So Shaquille O'Neal is going to be selling chicken on the Carnival cruise lines. Okay. And a steel cutting ceremony at the Meyer Tukur shipyard in Finland, Carnival revealed a navy blue hull with vibrant red and white accents running the length of the ship. I saw a picture of this. It really is beautiful. The design is appealing to the eye, and it makes it look like the ship is even longer than it really is. It's quite something. The 5,200-passenger ship, due to be delivered in 2020, and yes, I did say 5,200 passengers, will be Carnival's largest at 180,000 gross tons. The name will be revealed in December. The ship will offer a variety of never-before-seen innovations. It will be the first cruise ship based in North America to run on liquefied natural gas. So there you go. Congratulations to Carnival. The Windstar is to stretch three of its Star Class ships, which I find this very odd, where they cut them in half. They are going to install an extra 84-foot section, increasing the capacity from 212 to 312 passengers. That is the weirdest thing to see, when they cut these ships in half and separate them, and then put this whole middle in them.
Like it's a dining room table?
Yeah, but it stays. It's not removable. But I don't know if I would be secure on, you getting rough seas, where are the weak joints going to be?
Yeah. What part am I in? Am I part of the original ship?
Yeah, or right there in the middle near those seas? I shouldn't even be saying this, but it came to mind.
It does sound scary, though.
It does. Yeah. It came to mind, so I don't know. And let's see, the theme park industry has the smallest growth in 5 years. A report produced for the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions says there has been a slowing expansion in the Americas and in the Asian markets for theme parks. Speaking of theme parks, for those of you that go to the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas, remember they had the beautiful golf course out back, and Steve Wynn decided to close the course, and he was going to build this huge Disney-like attraction out there dubbed Paradise Park. Well, now that Steve Wynn is out and new management is back in, they realize that they have lost a lot of customers, somewhat of 16,000 rounds of golf, 70% of which were cash, $10 million to $15 million worth of domestic casino business for people coming with these golfers. They have decided, no, we're bringing back the golf course. So they are going to redo the Tom Fazio golf course, the 18-hole course, and it will debut in 2020 with a 400,000-square-foot convention center over there on that site instead.
Wow.
So there you go. Quite a change. Plus, golf's had a resurgence as well. thanks to just Tiger Woods and stuff. It's and the economy, disposable income. People are playing golf. They're pushing hard to get women into golf again. And so definitely, yeah, lots changing. So when you go over there, I wonder what Steve Wynn thinks about this. That was his dream. But, of course, his dream was crushed as he was ousted as the CEO. And there are a lot of tools out there to help travelers weigh safety of foreign airlines. Europe bans 120 airlines from its skies. Most are smaller carriers from developing countries in Africa and parts of Asia. So there are lists out there that you can go and see which ones rank on the safety standards list. Five currently are not on the list. That means they are not safe. And that is Thailand, Bangladesh, Ghana, Curacao, and Sint Maarten, S-I-N-T. It doesn't say Saint, it says Sint. So I looked at there's two of these. Anyway, those airlines from these countries can't launch new flights to the U.S. So there are a lot of restrictions out there. They are seeing what is going on with a lot of these airlines. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Tournament of Roses Parade coming up and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. All right. Cindy Riboli will be called. She called us earlier, but we had about 4 minutes. So we told her, Cindy, you can call us back because she is very busy. She is the president of Sharp Seating Company, and they are the official seating company for the Tournament of Roses Parade. And this year, it is the 130th Rose Parade presented by Honda. Singer-songwriter and philanthropist Chaka Khan was announced as the 2019 Grand Marshal by the Tournament of Roses president. And the theme this year is the Melody of Life. And there's also the 105th Rose Bowl game. They have the pre-celebration, so much going on. It used to be just a Tournament of Roses parade. It was kind of a one-day experience. Well, now there's all sorts of things that go along with it. There's the Equestrian Festival is what I'm going to call it. They have the post parade. They have band fest. They have the decorating places. They have the pancake breakfast. They have a lot of things going on with this parade. It's not, like I said, it is a whole week-long event, basically. And joining us is the person that's been doing this for a long time, the family company, owned and operated by Family Sharp Seating Company, is Cindy Riboli. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you, Francois? Thanks for having me.
We talk once a year almost. And it goes by so quickly.
It does. It seems like yesterday, but it's always nice to hear your voice.
Well, and it's great, too. And we always thank you so much for your support and being part of this show. So, Cindy, this year, 130th Rose Parade. How long has Sharp Seating Company been doing those grandstand seats that we see on television?
Well, I tell everyone it's been about 80 years, but I think I've been saying that for about 20.
It fascinates me how a family member can think of a business of seats for a parade. Is there a condensed version of how that all came about?
Well, probably. It has had other owners. And a quick story, just a fast one, is 40 years ago, my father has been building the bleachers for this parade for quite a few years, maybe 60. About 40 years ago, the owner, Dave Sharp, thus Sharp Seating, was retiring, and he did not have anyone to take over his family business. And he asked my father if my father would be interested, so my dad said he would do that. I was working for a division of Toshiba in the accounting department, and he called me and said, would you like a change of weather, and would you like to do something a little more fun? And, of course, it's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot more fun, and I haven't looked back since. So I've been doing it for about 35 years.
Wow. And Cindy, yeah. How have you seen the grandstand seating situation grow? Because it looks on television like now, because you, I think it's so much more organized and so many more people can view the parade because of the grandstand seats versus trying to be on a sidewalk somewhere. How have the seats grown in the amount offered through the years?
Well, I can tell you times three since I've been here. And we really do try to put a grandstand wherever there's a hole, an area facing the parade route. Any parking lot that we can put ourselves into or vacant lot, we do try to do that as long as we can give you a good view. And the beginning of the parade, what you see on cameras, that's just maximized out. I don't think we could fit another seat in there if we tried. But it's all fun, and, you know, you get to own those 18 and a half inches for 2.5 hours. It's all yours. It belongs to you. No one could take that from you. So it's your little space in the world while you get to watch the Rose Parade go by you.
And that's the great part. I've said this for the last hour and a half of the show, that what makes it so fun, it takes all the worry. Plus, we have parking that go along. You offer the parking as well, which is amazing. It takes all the stress out of worrying about. You can get there and walk among the staging for the floats and walk around down the parade route before it all starts and get the true feeling of it and never have to worry because you know you have those seats.
Oh. Absolutely. You have those seats just waiting for you. And the parking, you know, we sew along with our seats, and we send you maps and directions so that you really have, all you have to do is follow our direction, and you will get there.
And it's so easy and so well organized. I mean, amazing job. Now, sharp seating, when do people start buying their seats for the Tournament of Roses Parade?
Sharp seating goes on sale to the general public the first working day in February every year. We are only closed the month of January.
Really? And do you see a lot of traffic in February of people getting their seats?
We are so busy on that day. In fact, we're so busy that week because people are trying to get the seats they just had back or they're making plans ahead of time to get their seats. But yeah, that is one of our busiest months.
It's so interesting. Oh, this is also interesting to me. And with us, folks, is Cindy Ribeli. She is the president of Sharp Seating Company. Their website is sharpseating.com, and it's on Traveling with Francoise. So you can go and get everything you need for this parade and events around it. And Cindy, tell everyone a little bit about all the types of tickets for what events they can get through Sharp Seating.
Well, of course, you know, our main business is that ticket to the Rose Parade and parking, but we also sell all of the events surrounding the Rose Parade, meaning if you we do a Quest Fest, which is at the Burbank Studios on December 29th, and you can buy a general ticket to go and view all of the horses that are going to perform in the Rose Parade. We also offer a VIP ticket where you have a box seat where you also get a seat cushion and some other goodies. Those are either $15 or $40. Then there's Band Fest. There's three shows. December 29th is one show. There's two shows on December 30th. All three shows have different entertainment. And, again, they're all the bands that will be marching down the parade on New Year's morning. There's Post Parade, which is after the parade. You could go and view all of the floats that had gone down the parade route. And that's there for 2 days, January 1st and January 2nd. Leading up to the parade, you can go to a couple of decorating places, sites, one of them being at the Rose Bowl, another one being at an Irwindale site. And for $15, again, you can view all of the floats as they're being decorated, and that's always a whole lot of fun. And you could get it all through us. We also sell Hall of Fame tickets, and the Hall of Fame, whoever is being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame that year, we can get you a prime seat for that as well.
So much going on. What used to be a one-day event, now this Tournament of Roses Parade, I mean, I think you could just go down there and spend the whole week and just love every single minute of it. And I also see that you have, and I didn't notice this before, I don't know if this is new or not, but your VIP Rose Parade experience. Is this new?
It is new.
Okay.
So you could do one of two things. If you just have a ticket down at the beginning of the parade, for $150, you can get a food and drink package, which includes breakfast and anything you want to drink. It could be coffee, it could be a mimosa, a Bloody Mary, whatever you want. For $275, we'll provide for you a seat right above the VIP seating area. I mean, area, and then we will also give you a seat cushion, tickets to post parade, and of course all the food and drink that you could possibly have or want underneath that particular grandstand. So it's kind of a fun package that is put on by Westcom.
And I see these, your packages, all the packages, the grandstand seats with the parking and to go to some of the other events. Frankly, I see these as wonderful Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, if someone has it on their bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect gift. Whatever your budget is, our tickets range from $65 to $100, and then we have the $275 big deal package. It's all good.
So, folks, there's everything out there that you can, and I get this all the time. People have never been, and it's interesting how many California natives have never been to the Tournament of Roses Parade. Cindy and I tell them, there is a vibe there that is unmatched. And this year, your husband's company, and I remember a couple of years ago you did this and you said it was quite an experience, but Stella Rosa Wines, you have a float again in the parade.
We do. The San Antonio Winery, who is the maker and creator of the Stella Rosa Wines, we have a really exciting float in the parade with this giant genie who will nod at you and wave to you. And there is pyrotechnics with it and confetti and all the fun stuff. But the highlight of that float is the band Cool and the Gang will be on the float singing live.
Are you going to be on the float?
No, I thought I would stay on the sidelines and watch Cool and the Gang and, you know, kind of follow them down the parade route. But we'll be rocking with them. And then that's really exciting. And then, of course, the Grand Marshal, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
And Chaka Khan is, you know, this year with the theme being Melody of Life, It is a musical parade. If you love music, this is the parade for you to attend.
All right. Well, they're all exciting. They are all fun. Sharp Seating, folks, everything you need to experience the Tournament of Roses Parade, go to sharpseating.com. Do it now. I know you still have seats left. Cause how many seats in total do you have overall to sell each year for?
About 85,000. I have. It depends really on any given year, but The average is about 85,000.
Okay, and you probably have a few left.
Oh, we have a few left. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Please. I think there's so many people that don't realize that you too can buy one of those seats. You know, you don't have to be a tournament member or somebody that has a float in the parade. You know, we want you all to come.
And that's such a good point because people do think they see everyone in those grandstand seats and they always say to themselves, how did they get those seats? Well, they got them through Sharp Seating. It was that easy and you can do it all out there as well. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. Maybe this year I'll catch you out there.
Thanks for having me and cheers.
Cheers to you too. Thanks again.
Bye.
All right, folks, it is Sharp Seating Company. Their information is on Traveling with Francois. It's very simple. You can get those tickets, those seats, grandstand seats to the Tournament of Roses and parking and all sorts of packages. Go to their website, get them now. When we come back, I'm going to give away two seats that are on, I want to just make sure I say this, Orange Grove. And these are $90 each with parking right here on the show. That number you're going to call is 760-440-8255. I'll announce it again when we get back from this break, so stick around. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. All right. Now, I will have some of these on our website on the contest page. I'm not going to tell you how many, but we do have right now two seats on Orange Grove Boulevard and parking, which is gigantic. For the Tournament of Roses Parade, this is a $180 value. And we're just going to open the phones line, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Now, you cannot have won on the show in the last 30 days is our only restrictions. And I will arrange with you how to pick up this packet of these Tournament of Roses parades. Grandstand seats plus parking. All right, good luck to everyone. And again, if you didn't win on the show today, I have a few more pairs that are going to be on the website, Traveling with Françoise, and you can sign up that way for a random drawing. Okay, this is a bucket list item. Take advantage of it because this is the only place in the Coachella Valley you're going to be able to win these, plus the parking. Yes. Thanks to Sharp Seating Company. All right, don't forget the whales are migrating back and forth. They're migrating down, let's see, they're leaving the cold weather down to the warm waters of Mexico. You can see them through Dana Wharf Whale Watching. Go to their website, danawharf.com. They do such a great job. They're out of Dana Point, easy to find. And all they, if you watch their videos, I post their videos on our Facebook page, Traveling with Françoise, often. So go to that page as well and check it out. A resort, Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, their golf course is open. It is looking beautiful. Borrego Springs is open for action. Lots of stuff going on in town over there. So definitely when you're staying in Borrego Springs, stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. And their information is on the website as well. Also, Mount Rushmore, go with me. I'm hosting a trip with it. Thanks to ACT Tours to Mount Rushmore. And we're going to be going all over the place. The historic sites of Rapid City, South Dakota, including the Back Hills, Crazy Horse Monument. This is May 4th through 7th. It is $9.95. We are flying. That includes air out of Palm Springs. You can't beat it. $995. It is May 4th through 7th. I will be the hostess on this trip. So let's go and have some fun. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm excited about this because I've always wanted to see Mount Rushmore. I am fascinated by it. You know, they say there's holes in the eyes or the nose or somewhere so the workers can go in there and clean the monuments when they have to, or fix something if they actually have to. So, but don't, you can't sneak in there. Those are all, you know, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, what?
You have a winner, but I don't have him on the phone. He said he was on an earpiece at work.
Oh, he was on an earpiece. Well, who is our winner?
You had Paul from Indio.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Is he excited?
He was excited, but he was trying to pretend like he wasn't on the phone.
Oh. So. I love that. Gotta love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations. Now, if for all of the others of you who called, you didn't win, so you're going to go to the website, Traveling with Françoise. I have some more tickets plus parking to give away on there as a contest. So I'm just getting, it should be, I'm sure it's up now. I thought I put it up last week, but if not, it will be up shortly. And but today I kind of wanted to surprise everybody with this. So, okay. Yeah. Tournament of Roses Parade. And don't be asking me for tickets as we get closer. That always happens. People say, Françoise, can you get me some seats and parking? Because once you do it once with the parking, you'll want the parking every single time.
It's going to be different.
It's a no-brainer. Because I don't think I've ever been without the parking. And I was nervous about that the first time I went. But they just, you know, followed the map right on in. We parked. And then leaving, again, I was out of there within 30 minutes. It was so well organized. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. All right, our travel question of the week. We kind of fell behind a couple weeks on these. So let's try to catch up with them now. I had a prize, and I think it's passes to the Living Desert Zoo and Garden. So one of our questions was, we have 2 weeks worth of travel questions of the week, is we all do it. We always take an extra something and never use it. You know, it's a space taker. Mine is a shirt. I did for shoes for a while there, but now I have decided that I take way too many tops because I want the option of warm or cold or colors or whatever. So I take way too many and I try to weed them out before I close up my suitcase because I look at a few and go, gee, I don't really need that. I'm not going to take it. But so what do you take extra that you don't normally need?
Mine would be shoes.
Would it be shoes? Yeah. That's a tough one, shoes, because especially if you're going to an event for dressy or you're going to be hiking.
And they don't pack well. Like they're not
right
correctly shaped items.
No.
They're difficult to pack.
You have to learn to stuff them with stuff,
right.
Like socks and a hairbrush or whatever. You can stuff shoes, right, though, with a lot of things.
Right. And you also, like me, I need to wrap them in something, too. I don't want the soles the bottom of the shoe all over all my
right
other stuff.
I have the soles. I have a plastic bag that I always carry for dirty laundry. So I put the shoes in there but push them up still against the side.
Yeah.
So they're also, boy, we do a lot of weird things. Karen Durath says, shoes. I always end up taking a pair that I never wear. Thought I would be going to this or that event. And my old standby flats win every single time. Deborah Shulman says, shoes and more shoes. Jackie Janice Murphy says, shoes. case. Always too many just in case. Mike Himmerich says he takes too much cash, but which could be a problem because if you take too much, you end up spending.
You should spend too much.
Because you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Gary Schwartz says shirts and socks for him. He takes a couple things that he too extra that he doesn't need. And Freddie Flores says long sleeve shirts and socks also. Interesting, the men go with shirts and socks, except for Sean, who went with shoes. And the ladies went with shoes as well. So
I've always had a lot of shoes.
A lot of shoes.
Well, up until now. Now I don't have any because I don't leave the house. I'm just in flip-flops. But no, I did. I've always had a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
And so I always try to take, and I take sneakers and stuff, which, like I said, they don't pack well.
No, they don't.
They just take up a bunch of room for no reason.
Yeah. I've tried to figure out a way to put them on the outside in those little pouches, but they don't fit in there.
No.
And yeah, they have to be in up against the side is the only way, and stuffed with as much as you can. All right. And our other travel question that we haven't done this one in a while either, is a recent study showed that 47% of those surveyed say they save for vacations. And the question was, are you a save and plan type of person or are they spur of the moment, let's go type of person?
I like the spur of the moment, but I've come across it's way easier to plan. And the further out you plan to where you can map it out to where you're like, okay, if I just tuck away $150, you know, this many times, I can go and do this. I don't know. I feel like it breaks it down and makes it feel really obtainable.
That's a good point.
So I kind of like the idea of saving because you can save more than you might ever need.
Than you might need. True. Yeah. I think with me, because of the traveling that I do with the shows here, a lot of times I'll work on getting a destination for the show for months and months and months. And then all of a sudden they say, okay, can you come next weekend?
So then you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because you planned it, but then it still kind of spontaneously dropped onto you.
Sort of planned it, because half the time I don't even know where I'm staying or anything until the very last moment. So I kind of am more of a, just because of what I do, a spur of the moment type travel. I might know that I'm going to go there at some point, but I can only focus on it so much until it actually happens because I have all these other things going on. So I'm going to say I'm not a very good planner. However, I do plan very well before I go because I have to get so much in while I'm there. So maybe I'm a little bit of both. All right. Diana Williams Baxter says she's a saver. Gary Schwartz says he plans and saves. Gina Edwards says always plan and save. Had lots to look forward to, and it was exciting to know that the trip was paid for in advance. Very good point.
Yeah, it relieves stress. You can go have a better time.
If you can get paid for an event, that's a good point. Marcella Herrera says plan and go. And Mitch Kazier says, I always plan and save. I try to have at least $2,000 in cash saved and keep a separate credit card that is used only for vacation expenses, which is very good. Anything on that card must be paid off before the next vacation. This helps keep a good credit rating as an added bonus. Nothing beats a well-planned vacation adventure.
That one's very well planned.
That is very well.
It's like a handbook right there.
That is awesome. In fact, because of that, I'm just going to circle it and make Mitch the winner. What do you think of that?
I think so, yeah. I think what he gave you was very valuable.
I can do that. So, Mitch, congratulations. You won. And, yes, that is $2,000 in cash. You know, that's everybody's a little bit different on that one. You might not always
Well,
need...
no, whatever you can. I mean, if you can't do $2,000.
What a comfortable. It depends on the trip you're going to. You might only need $600 in cash. It would be more than enough because it might all be inclusive.
Right.
So it just depends on where you're going. But very good. Good job, Mitch.
See, that didn't sound crazier.
All right. Well, yes. Yeah, it's C-A-Z. Kazier. Kazier? Kazier. Okay. That's going to wrap up this show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Next week on the show, we are going to be here. Sean and I made a business decision that since it is Sunday, Thanksgiving's over with and stuff, that we're just going to be here. And on the show, real estate expert Diane Williams is going to join us and talk about the real estate market here in the Coachella Valley. And then Jeff Kreider is back. He's been on climbing the Himalayas. He's been all over the world. He's going to join us as well. So have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next week. And as always, it's never too late to get a life. There you go. See you next time. Bye.